This is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock. Oh my goodness.
Man.
It feels so good.
Back at it, man.
Back at it. Killing him with the hands, Daniel.
Yeah.
First off, I just want to say we have some real regular beer. I say regular, but I mean like the lightest shit brewed. Bud Light. Thank God for Bud Light.
Look, after the shit last week,
yeah,
like, kind of got to take a break from, you know, especially pale ales. Mm. Like, nah, that shit dead.
Yeah, that shit is dead. We're going to try the Guinnesses and all that shit next week or 2 weeks out, but Jesus Christ, bro. Like, Roaring Suns actually has a really good dark ale, though.
But one of my, and actually it was crazy because one of the people in the comments gave us a beer that we got to try.
Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I tried some at a bar the other night.
Oh, for real?
It's actually not, at Topgolf actually, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. We have to find it in cans though because y'all already know our signature.
Yeah.
So today we're going to switch it up a little bit. I know the finals are going on. Wop, 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 wop.
We will get to that later.
No. We're going to talk football. And here's why. MSN.com came out with an article that got my blood boiling. Got a nigga upset. And the reason I'm upset is not because they're you know, just crazy. They came out with the worst bust of all time and nothing like that. Nah, nothing disrespectful like that. They came out with the most explosive offenses of 2018-2019 for next year for you fucking clowns that ain't keeping up. And I disagree wholeheartedly with the top 10. Actually, I take that back. Not whole motherfucking heartedly. Unequivocally. The top 10 is a disaster. So we're going to talk about that today because it's been a while. You know, mandatory training camps starting, mini camps starting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been making a whole bunch of nonsense about people not showing up to fucking voluntaries. Like,
hence
who gives
word.
A fuck Gronk don't show up to the voluntary? It's voluntary.
Like, what the fuck?
Gronk is the greatest tight end to play the game right now. Who the fuck cares if he wants to get drunk for an extra month?
Let him go tight end, man. Because when he get there, I mean, it's all business.
Yeah,
bro.
It's all business. I don't understand it. But at any rate, fuck all that friendly shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just tired of seeing... I'm tired of seeing shit about the mini camps and all that shit. So, at any rate, let's talk about this top 10. And I'm going to let my boy go first because, like, my rant is going to be real. Like, my rant is going to be absolutely fucking real.
All right. So, we're just doing top 10 because, I mean, they did do it for all teams.
They did. The bottom 30, the bottom, like, I mean, yeah, they did.
And it's crazy because it's actually some teams that I actually think will end up in the top 10 that are actually out of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, they have one of the things I did disagree with. They had the Browns at 20. Woo! Which I think the Browns are going to be scary on offense this year.
Yeah, how do you sleep on Tyrod Taylor, one of the second, he was like the second or third most efficient quarterback.
Exactly.
And then
then you got Josh Gordon and Jarvis. Like, and they're going to be having to run the ball.
Yeah,
crazy. So I'm moving them in the top 10. That's the one I disagree with. Another one I did disagree with, the Texans at 16. I disagree with that because I know their offense. Because even when Deshaun was playing, they was putting up stupid
numbers. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, with them, I mean, you know, then you got Nuke. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller. You know how they get down. So, I put them in the top 10, too. And another team that I did move, another team that I think people might sleep on them, might be able to score a lot of points, was the Seahawks. I think the I think the Seahawks will be getting.
Hell no.
Bro, with him, with
hell
that,
no.
The only reason I say that is because with you adding Brandon Marshall. They adding Brandon Marshall.
And we talking about 36-year-old Brandon Marshall?
Man, he can still go out there and make some plays. Because if they putting points up without receivers or any type of run game.
They had Doug Baldwin.
They still do.
They had Paul Richardson, okay. But they don't have him.
They don't have him anymore. But then
they had Jimmy Graham.
Fuck about him.
Now you're being fucking. Okay. All
right. But sure. No, I honestly think that they're going to put up points because, I mean, they have a very fast-paced offense because even with having Doug Baldwin, you still got Tyler Lockett playing the slot.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're going to put up some points, too. Some shit I didn't agree with.
This list getting long.
Yeah. The Vikings at 9.
We don't believe in Kirk Cousins.
Not at all. Especially not at that.
You like that? You like that?
And it's crazy. The crazy thing is that they had, I'm shocked that they actually had the Redskins at 26.
With Alex Smith as the quarterback, the second most efficient quarterback in the fucking league.
Like, I didn't.
Fuck you.
I didn't get it. So, they basically didn't have the same fucking team, even though, I mean, the Vikings do have Thielen and Stephon Diggs.
I think Thielen's going to get shut down.
I mean, because people know about him now.
Yeah, because they didn't know about him. Like, here's the thing that people don't understand is the NFL is a great league of adapting. They will adapt to what they feel is a threat. When you had Colin Kaepernick and them doing the options and all that shit, the NFL adapted within the next year. Like, by the next year, Colin was getting hit on every single play. That's, like, you have to understand that. So, I think Thielen is going to have an off year. I think he's going to have a Jordy without Aaron type year. Because you have to get used to Kirk Cousins, who throws a lot of niggas into trouble. Thielen is not a hard-hitting, tanking person at all. He's an outside, catch me outside type of receiver.
Yeah.
So, I didn't. Oof. Anyway, go ahead. My bad. I'm getting
the Lions, even though they're at 11, still kind of hopping down.
Yeah.
There's a lot of suspect shit on this list. But, I mean, some things I actually did agree with. I mean, we have some positives. You know, I do agree with the Steelers having the number one offense out here. I mean.
That's if Ben wants to come to play.
Yeah. I mean, Ben does what he wants. I mean, but you have the best running back in the NFL. You have the best receiver in the NFL.
You do.
And then you have up-and-coming players like Juju. Juju's a fucking monster. So
yeah. And you got rid of the head case and then.
Yeah, you finally moved Martavis Bryant. So yeah, I agree with them being number one. I do agree with the Eagles being number three. I thought they could be number two also. Yeah. But them and the Rams is a toss up.
Toss up, yeah. I'll give you that.
I don't know why they have the Chiefs at five because they have Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is unproven so far.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? How do you put him at five? How do you put them at five? I'm sorry.
I mean, I can understand why if they're thinking about it because, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he's going to take shots down the field. You got Tyreek Hill. Kareem Hunt honestly got shut down the second half of the season.
Yeah.
So, yes, it comes back to the same thing. You say, when once people see you play,
right,
they're going to game plan for you.
Hmm.
So,
prime fucking example.
Yeah, so them at five is kind of high.
really high.
Yeah. Another team that I actually think they should be a little higher, even though they're at seven, I think the Giants.
You take the words right out of my motherfucking
mouth. Yeah, the Giants.
The Giants are scary.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what nobody says. They're going to play with the lead for most of the season.
Yeah,
because
they're going to definitely.
Because they can run the ball. Mm-hmm. They have one of the best receivers in the league. And Eli Manning is not that bad of a quarterback.
Not at all.
Dallas Cowboy fans, I need y'all to sit the fuck down and take that L. Eli is not that bad.
No, he's not.
And he's not going to throw that many interceptions with not one, not two, not three, but four good targets. Because Saquon can catch out the backfield.
You're going to have him. You got Saquon. You got Odell. You got Evan Ingram. And you got Sterling. Separate.
What are we talking about?
They're going to put a point.
They are going to score like... And their defense didn't really lose much.
Yeah, they really didn't. They did that shit. They overpaid on defense last year. They got their money's worth.
They got rid of their oldest, highest paid guy. And they got somebody in return that was, man, y'all, man, listen. Eagles on notice, Redskins on notice, Cowboys on notice. The Giants ain't nothing to fuck with. They should be in the top five, hands down, in my opinion.
That's all I got right here.
Oh, man.
Pass it to my man.
I got so much of this list. My blood is boiling right now. All right, so first and foremost, I just want to say that I have one pick that I think is way too high, and it's because they suck this man's dick. Straight the fuck up. No pause needed. No homo. No, just none of the shit needed, because they have Tom Brady and the New England Patriots at number 6. And I apologize for all the foul shit I'm about to say. But fuck you. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback we've seen in a god-awful long time. But who, besides Gronk, is he fucking throwing to? Oh, really? Oh, really? Get the fuck out of here. How are they 6? Suck my... Man, fuck you, MSN. How are they number 6? They should really be where Green Bay's at like number 12. And the only reason they should be in the top 12, top 15, is because they got the greatest fucking quarterback in the league right now. And let's be honest, he's 40-something years old. He's going to have his downfall here shortly. Unless he's on roids. And then I want to hear all you fucking Bostonites talk that bullshit. Boston beans and all that bullshit. Fuck you. At any rate, all right, so moving right along, because that shit was bogus. And then, of course, the Vikings. I disagree wholeheartedly. Case Keenum was way more efficient than Kirk Cousins.
He was.
He, by stats, by record, by everything, he was more efficient than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins takes a lot of risks. This is why Washington did not want to take a chance on him to cut a big-ass check. This is why he is not going to make as much of an impact for the Vikings. They better hope to God, Cook. They better hope to God, Thielen. And they better hope to God, what's the other boy name?
Diggs.
And what's the tight end? Rudolph. Save that man. Y'all better save that man. And in that division, it's going to be really fucking hard. Because the Bears got better on defense.
They got a lot better.
The Packers got better on defense. The Packers got better on defense. Fuck y'all. That's not a homer slogan. Then the Lions got better too. The Lions really didn't miss a step. They still have a really good offense.
I'm just not that sort of messed up.
Yeah, I mean, you're a hater. That's why.
No, not really.
All right, so.
Speak truth.
Number five is really just crazy to me. How could you put Kansas City Chiefs up there? Patrick Mahomes just ain't been proven. Mahomes ain't been proven at all. He played, what, 2-3 games?
Yeah,
if that.
He
started one game. You got this man at number five? Number five. Now, I could be wrong. I could be hating. Because I don't really like Mahomes. Mahomes really ain't that thorough to me.
Yeah, I mean...
He not
Mahomes,
that thorough.
Nah, like, Pat Mahomes, like, let's not sleep. Pat Mahomes was, when he was in college, he was one of the best college quarterbacks.
He was one of the best college.
He has a strong-ass arm. Mm-hmm. And he's mobile. So he can extend plays. But it's just a fact, like we said, they are improving. They shouldn't be number five.
Number five, though, bro? Maybe 10.
And it's even the same, bro. They don't, I'm not that high on their offense, even though they did put up points last year with Alex Smith.
But they really didn't put up that many points.
Yeah, but I have to say, they don't have that many weapons. I mean, you got Kelce, you got Tyreek Hill, and you got Kareem Hunt.
Oh, but they did add Sammy Watkins.
They did add Sammy Watkins.
But Sammy Watkins hasn't done anything. He hasn't done shit since he was in Buffalo.
Barely did anything there.
That's why they got rid of him. What the fuck are we talking about? Like, come on, fam. How in the fuck can you put them at number five when they just ain't, they haven't proven anything?
Respects.
Proven anything. And I know a lot of people are going to say that I'm crazy for this next comment. But number four, to me, is the utmost disrespectful shit I've ever seen in my life. The New Orleans Saints have not lost a step. Willie Snead was like a fourth option. That's how cold they were. A fourth option. And now you locked up your quarterback and told him, go prove yourself for more. Go prove yourself. Go do more. And your running backs are both coming back. Fuck you. They should be in the top two.
Who?
Two. They're over the Rams. The Rams, they're trying to do the Madden thing. The Rams are trying to play Madden. This ain't Madden, dog. McVay, you a smart motherfucker. You a smart motherfucker. I give you that. You made Jared Goff look great. Because we all thought he was a boss.
That man.
Listen, that man we thought was a bust. You made that man look great. But you lost some weapons. You lost Sammy.
Daddy Brandon Cooks.
I don't really think Brandon's going to be that great there. Brandon had one of the best quarterbacks of all time throwing to him.
But that's not, man. Brady doesn't, okay, let's get this.
Brady straight. Throws niggas open.
Yes. Brady doesn't really have, but not to say, Brady's really only had one true ass number one option in his whole fucking career at receiver.
At his own fucking doing. Yeah. At his own doing. Bruh. Gronk is the only target that he has to throw to at least 20 times a game. Everybody else is wide the fuck open game. I'm going to throw you open. Just shut the fuck up. Throw your route. Run your route. And I'm going to hit you in your hands. Catch that shit.
Yeah, Brandon Cook didn't want to be there.
Of course not. He's not a patriot.
That's facts.
He's not a patriot type of way person. And I'm not mad at him for that. What I am mad at is how the fuck y'all disrespect Kamara. Or if I said that right. Kamara.
Yeah.
Whatever. Ingram.
Maybe. Okay.
And Drew.
So maybe the only reason I say they might have did it at putting that four is because Mark Ingram is out for four games. That might be why.
Okay.
That might be a reason why.
Okay.
Because we're going to see.
But their defense has gotten better. And they added to it, although it was a high ass pick, we both agree.
Reach.
But their defense is better. Their offense is not gonna have to play from behind, and they gonna score. With Mr. Michael Thomas, with Mr. Ted Ginn. Don't do my nigga kid like, my nigga kid, hey listen, Drew Brees told you, you're going to catch that rock. You're going to catch that rock.
Because he imagine big ass catches against us.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't like that shit. And the other one, oh my God. This is my last one that I disagree with wholeheartedly. And I'm going to get off of it. I'm going to start talking about the ones I agree with. The Arizona Cardinals. You got them ranked top 13. 13? With Mr. Injury Prone Bradford? That man played a full season one time in his whole career since he came into the NFL.
Well, maybe they're going off if he does play a full season.
Oh, okay, okay. So who's he going to throw to?
I'm going to say he still got Larry shit.
Larry's 50.
Catch his ass off, bro.
Larry is 50. He can hit one time, he's out for the season.
That nigga don't drop a ball, though.
Yeah, you're right. But he ain't living. Yeah, you're right. He ain't gonna drop a ball. But that's gonna be the last ball he catches for the season. Bruh, we all know Bradford is known for throwing niggas in the middle of shit.
Keep his ass up in the middle of shit. Then,
on top of that, we putting all our hope in David Johnson.
You got to. That's the only thing they can do.
That's the thing. David Johnson? You put these niggas at 13 on the back of David Johnson?
Look, they said my man's got to have 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards.
He got to have 1,500. Hey. He got to be 1,500 and 1,000.
That's crazy.
1,500 and 1,000? Bruh, sit the fuck down, MSN. That is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. He better have. Bruh, they gonna be top. They might be top 20. 20. 25. Really, in my opinion. Because they play in a tough-ass division. It's not like they play in an easy division. If they played in the NFC or the AFC.
I feel a defense is in that division.
Yeah, like they play in the AFC. If they play in the AFC West. I can see that. Maybe because they only got to face Denver twice. San Diego, depends on which San Diego shows up. Fucking Oakland, depends on if the first year, depends on if Gruden get them right.
Yeah.
Nigga, you playing in the NFC West. San Francisco really ain't lose too much.
Shit, they gained.
They gained, thank you. Seattle really ain't lose too much. They lost their old players.
Shit,
but they still got Mr. Earl.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby. My boy.
Yeah. Like, I don't really get it how they are up there so high. Now, this is going to shock a lot of people, but I agree with number 12. My Packers have a lot to prove, and I agree because we lost Jordy. We lost a step with that, but we added a tight end. So it's just going to be a meshing season, I think. I think it's going to be a very good meshing season. We'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll make the playoffs as long as Aaron Rodgers stays healthy.
Yeah, as long as Aaron stays healthy, I agree with that. Now, the one that I agree with that's kind of high to a lot of people, but I think is actually a really good pick. Number 17. I think Tampa Bay is going to have a good year. I think Tampa Bay is going to have a good year. They got rid of disappointment this year, and they added, and then they kept their possession and their speed receiver. He don't like that pick. He don't like that. But it's 17. It's really not that high. That's the middle of the road.
Man.
But for
James fucking trash. I don't care what nobody say. I'm sorry. James is garbage. Okay. Not to say he is garbage.
Yeah, I want to say, get that man some respect. No
way.
Very,
very mediocre.
Oh, no. But hey, look, but they're not giving him fucking top 10.
I don't care.
They're giving him 17. Listen, he just mad because Cam and him ain't, you know.
We don't even have to get on my team because we added, so I'm not even worried about this.
But what I will agree with. They ain't gonna like this. Dallas Cowboys fell to number 24. I agree.
Yeah.
And the reason I agree with it is not because I'm a hater. It's because they're gonna become a very run friendly offense.
Yep.
They got possession receivers. With Allen Hurns, they got a younger, more possessionish. I'll jump up and go get the ball if necessary, Hurns.
Look, man, we're not going to sugarcoat shit. They receiving core fucking sucks, okay?
All right. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I was trying to be nice. Terrence Williams might not even start now because of the GUWI and all that shit.
He better be hoping he don't get cut.
Cut, you know what I'm saying? And then, really, that leaves him with nothing. But then they still have one of the best running backs in the game. They have number two or number three running back in the game.
Yeah.
So I think that they will still end up being a very decent offense.
They're not going to score a lot of points.
They're going to hold the ball, run the fuck out the clock, and they're going to score 2-3 touchdowns a game. Max.
That's great.
Max. And hope to God their defense holds the offense. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That's where they're going to be at. Now, those are my three that I agree with. Those are my three that I disagree with. I really am trying to figure out, though, why they got my motherfucking dogs. Yeah, my dog, yeah. The Buffalo Bills, so far, they killed the Buffalo Bills. Did you see that?
They have fucking AJ McCarron.
They do have AJ McCarron. AJ McCarron wasn't that bad, though. He was better than Ryan Tannehill.
Is he better than Ryan Tannehill? I don't think so.
He's better than... He's better than Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater and the Jets.
And, you know what's crazy? I actually heard that the Jets might fuck around and move Teddy Bridgewater. I heard people... which is crazy because they said that Teddy's been balling in OTAs. So they said he's got a lot of interest. And so they might fuck around and move him. Which they should. Shit, you don't need him unless you're going to play him.
Oh my god. I'm in the Twilight fucking Zone. I'm in the fucking Twilight Zone. You have Quincy Enunwa, Terrell Pryor, Jermaine Kearse, Robbie Anderson. Bruh, they got a receiving core. Get a running back, trade Josh McCown, and trade the rest of Sam Darnold. What did we learn from USC quarterbacks in the Jets uniforms?
But fumble.
What have we learned? Come on, fam. What have we learned? I mean, really, what have we learned? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And the reason I say I don't get it is because, yeah, Teddy Bridgewater gives you, you know, more to go with. But the Jets fans are tired of seeing the Giants win. The Jets fans are tired of seeing the Bills win. Jets fans are tired of seeing the fucking Pats win. Yep. Give them something to come to. You trade away Teddy Bridgewater and keep Sam Darnold and Josh McCown. Your owners, your management, you are fucking ass clowns.
Thanks.
Ass clowns. Any other questions? Hit us up at Beer30O on Twitter. Beer30 Sports O'Clock on Instagram. Oh, jeez. Moving along, because that shit just got... I'm still tripping off that. The Redskins 26. That's actually a good one, though.
Yep.
Anyway, let's talk about these finals. Let's
talk about it.
Wow.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. First off, can we give the Asshole of the Year Award to J.R. Smith? And co-Asshole of the Year to Tyron Lue. Can we do that?
We can.
Asshole! Asshole! Yeah. All right. That's done. Bruh, I'm going to say this. If LeBron wasn't going to leave...
Boy, is he going to leave now? He's going to leave now.
Bruh, how in the fuck, one, do y'all give up a lead like that? The referees, first off, were terrible. Yeah. The referees were terrible game one. Game two,
They were so bad.
Game one, oh my God. You know what? I never agree with this man. Never agree with this sports man. Jason Whitlock was right. We got robbed. I thought I would never say this. I agree with Jason Whitlock. We got robbed. LeBron James literally was building a case to pass Jordan. Building the case. Bro, the man scored 50 points. Almost a double or triple double. And we got fucking robbed. A
lot of fucking refs.
On the charge. On the rebound. On the last time out. How in the fuck, Ty Lue, do you not call timeout there? When you see the man dribble it out, time the fuck out, time out, time out. What is this nigga doing?
And the crazy thing, bro, if you smart, if you're a smart head coach, bro.
You call like, a timeout before the shot.
Before the fucking shot. If I'm going, I'm right next to the ref. Where if we get an offensive rebound, we're going to timeout right now. But like I said, even though they're taking the heat, George Hill still takes him too. He should have hit the free throw.
Listen, like, bro, that's a lot of pressure away from your house. Listen, George Hill ain't never been in that spot before. That's not all on him. J.R. Smith has been there. J.R. Smith has been there, yes? Yeah. How many times? Three? Four?
He's been there four times.
Four times he's been to the fucking finals. Nigga, you don't know the score?
I thought it was real.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga, you don't know the score? Man. You try to dribble. Man, I slapped. Man, LeBron was like, nigga, what the fuck?
Bro. And then the crowd, I don't know if y'all, and then the video so heartbreaking, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like people that were like, well, why didn't LeBron go to the ball? Bro, he was wide open with like 4 feet of
that
space.
Was insane.
Yes! With 4 feet of space. Wide open. Oh my God, bro. You cannot blame LeBron on game one.
No, you can't
at all. At all. That man poured his soul into game one. And if you don't understand that, you don't know fucking basketball,
bro.
Period.
My nigga was fucking heart broke before overtime.
Bro, I would have cried. I would have cried. Bro, I gave you 46 points, whatever the fuck it was, before OT. And all we had to do was get a wide open shot to me. The one time I got a killer instinct that you niggas swear I don't have, I'm screaming at this nigga for the ball and he don't give it to me.
Nope.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm out. Cleveland can kiss my ass. I'm out. And this is why. This is why LeBron gonna leave. Because he can't win in Cleveland with this fucking lineup.
Not at all. And it's crazy for that lineup, half the team, half that lineup, they're in the contract next year, so shit, that whole fucking team coming back. So, I can most likely agree with it too. That nigga's more likely gone. Unless they can go get some people. That is the only way he'll stay.
Who they can get?
I mean, shit, you got Paul George's out there.
But they have to cut a lot of ties with that. They don't have the money for it.
Shit.
They don't have the money for it, my bro. Listen, I understand. You know, you want to cry right now. You want to let it out. It's okay.
Man.
It's okay.
Look.
You're gonna have to get rid of those jerseys again. You're gonna have to get rid of those Cleveland jerseys and get you a Boston jersey.
Or get you a Philly jersey. Look, he's either going one or two places. Okay, we're going to give you three. I'm going to give you three teams. It's going to be either Houston.
No.
No, Houston's in the mix now, for sure. Mm-hmm. Since they didn't beat Golden State, they're definitely in the mix now. Because what they're going to do, because CP3 is going to opt out. They're going to find a way to try to get him.
Of course.
Philly. So I really just don't see him playing for Philly because they don't really. Because the way he... No, okay, I take that back. Because I can't see him because he actually kind of wants to play off the ball now.
Yes.
So that's understandable.
Ben is him all over again.
Yeah. So another team that I don't agree with that he might end up going to would be the Lakers.
Hell no.
I can see the Lakers, bro.
Ain't no fucking... Listen, there's no way he going to the Lakers. You know why?
Why?
First off, you would have to put a lot of pieces in L.A. for him to go to the Lakers. Is he going to take orders from Luke?
Hell, he a better coach than fucking Ty Lue is.
He is a better coach.
He's like way better coach than Ty Lue is.
But are you really going to take orders from Luke Walton, the nigga that you played against and did dirty every chance he tried to guard you? Like, nigga, what? Oh, LeBron, you gotta get low on the rim. Nigga, guard me. Nigga, guard me. That's the problem now. He don't respect none of the coaches. Boston, he respects Stevens.
He's not going to fucking Boston.
He respects Philly coach too, though.
That's the purpose of the Kyrie thing. That's the only reason why I would say he wouldn't.
He didn't want to get rid of Kyrie.
He didn't want to, but Kyrie didn't want to play with him.
But Kyrie didn't want to play with him because he didn't want to stay because he didn't know if he knew.
Enough LeBron's going to stay.
Yeah, he knew LeBron was going to leave. Nigga, I know my bitch going to leave. I know my guaranteed pussy going to leave for the night. You know what? I'm going to leave the club early. I'm going to leave the club at 12:35. You know why? Because I need to go find me some draws. Not because I'm upset with her. Not because I can't fuck her no more. Because I need to find me some draws. Kyrie wanted to find him some draws. That's all it was. He knew LeBron was going to leave. He knew this was going to happen. You couldn't beat Golden State with KD unless you had a firepower. You need a power. You need a wing that can shoot with him. Gordon Hayward. You need a coach that can coach with Steve Kerr. Stevens. He can. He's young, but he still can.
I can agree with that.
And now, you have a young bench that can back you up. Nigga, that bench is scary. And they all under rookie contract.
They all under rookie contract. But that's what I'm saying. The only reason I say that, because they're going to have to pay Terry. They're going to have to definitely pay Terry Rozier. But they're going to
let him go.
Yeah, he got to go.
Let him go.
But I feel like I don't think they're going to go after LeBron, but I feel like that Boston will make moves in the offseason to try to get
PG.
I don't think it'll be PG.
Oh. Who?
This is a very dark one because
Man, hold on. This is getting good.
What would you think if they were to get Boogie?
Oh my God.
Yeah, because that. To be honest,
they really need a big man.
That's what they need.
They need a big man.
They need a big
man. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Boogie leaving it, though. Because if you think about it, the Twin Towers is scary. And when Rondo and them click in.
If you don't get Boogie, because then you still got DeAndre Jordan going to be out there, too. So, I mean, that's a real big.
Fuck that pussy. In his wet ass spot on his G string. That nigga's a bitch.
That nigga's straight bitch, though. I can't lie about that.
Okay, thank you. He's softer than fucking baby shit.
My nigga. He lucky should be in Dallas right now. He really should be.
But he's too soft for that. I don't want to be part of the team and build.
I want to stay with my friends.
I want to stay with my friends.
And look at your friends. All of them gone.
They all said, nigga, fuck you.
I'm out.
I'm going to the bag. Yep. I'm going to a winning team. Fucking coward. In any rate, the fact that he did Dallas that way. It's just the fact that he's like a weaker Dwight Howard. He's a weaker Dwight Howard to me. Bruh, he gets rebounds. He's very good offensively in that circle in the paint.
Catching lobs.
Yeah, catching lobs. Plays defense when he feels like it. When he feels like it, he's a force to be reckoned with it. But he don't feel like it very often.
I mean, shit, would you feel like it on the team?
Oh, my back. My pussy hurts.
I wouldn't play that team this season either, though.
Would it leave? Nigga, you should have went to fucking Dallas in the first place, you fucking pussy.
I should have left.
Okay, all right. Valid point. Done and done. Here's the thing. I'm going to say this. Cavs losing five. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
Cavs losing five. I know I said that for, what was it? I know I said the Warriors winning five last series. But Warriors winning in five. Bruh.
You don't fucking jinx them.
No. Yes, I probably will. But game one was the Cavs' opportunity to take one.
I'll speak of game one.
It really was. Because it was really their opportunity to take one. And it was really their opportunity to steal.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I'm saying? 1-4. So that they can go into Cleveland and really have a lot. Like, you know what? It's okay we lost game two, as bad as we lost it. But we still got game one, and we got game three and four. Now we can make this a series.
Yeah, you'll start home court advantage.
Yes. And that's when the series really began anyway, right?
Yep.
Well, now you have to deal with, oh, we took their best shot. We took their best punch. They hands a stone. And then pussy-ass niggas couldn't knock us out. And then you get Iggy back. Iggy coming back by game four, bro. You may win game three, but Iggy coming back game four. Are you asleep?
To be honest, I think...
Are you asleep?
No.
Are you asleep? Okay.
Look, Larry. I'm going to say it now. Mm. Cavs in seven. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it now. I don't care.
Oh, shit. But, Charlene, it's the big one. Oh, shit.
Cavs in seven.
That nigga said Cavs in seven. Woo-hoo-hoo. No, if the only reason... Listen, the only reason this shit goes seven is if the refs realize that the NBA ain't going to get no more checks. And they say, you know what, fuck this shit. We got to get some more game checks, nigga. Fuck that friendly shit. We're going to make this shit go all the way to seven. Nigga, it's over in five.
Man. Whatever, man. Man, tell them where they can find us at.
Five.
Man. Tell them where they can find us at.
So at any rate, you can find us at Beer30O on Twitter. Beer30 Sports O'Clock on Instagram. Beer30 Sports O'Clock on Facebook. Or if you don't want to do all that shit, you can just email us at sportsoclockbeer30@gmail.com. It's a lituation. My boy didn't finish that whole tall boy. He's a depressed. He's depressed. Listen, man, the Cavs just... It's over in five, bro. It's over in five.
At any rate.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Anyway, close it, child.
To yesterday.
Close it out.
We gotta say it. We got.
God damn it.
That nigga got up. That nigga mad as hell. Yeah. I want this to be the first of all time on Beer 30 Sports O'Clock. That man don't want to talk to nobody. Yo, so. This is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
We out.
Yeah.